The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in April on whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. The court's order this evening keeps Trump's prosecution in the January 6th case on hold. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here to explain. Hey, Nina.
Hey there, Mary.
Okay, so explain. What exactly has the court done here?
The court said it will hear the Trump case on an expedited basis the week of April 22nd, and that means that the first trial charging Trump with election interference, which was originally scheduled for early March, is likely to be delayed until June if it takes place at all.
So to state the obvious, this is a legal win for Trump, yes?
Certainly in the short run it is. He doesn't have to face charges in March. On the other hand, if he loses in the Supreme Court, he could end up facing criminal charges during the summer or fall when he's campaigning for the presidency. Although I should also note that ultimately, if he's elected, he could just order the Justice Department to drop all the federal charges, but not the state charges, against him.
Okay, so April, week of April 22nd, you said. And what precisely is the question the court is going to hear?
The question is whether a president enjoys a lifetime shield from federal criminal charges for acts he took while in the White House. The Supreme Court has never decided that question.
So I'm trying to think, of course, we know there are several other cases against Trump. How does this affect all of the cases outstanding?
Well, Trump is facing in all 91 different criminal charges in four different jurisdictions. Two of them are federal. Both of those are on hold. The other one is the classified documents case. But there are also state racketeering and conspiracy charges pending in Georgia. And then there's the Stormy Daniels case in New York that's
right.
Also about to commence firing, I think. So there, though, the state cases can go ahead, but the federal ones can't until this is decided.
Okay, so those are almost certainly going to be delayed. Hey, Nina, you just said the court has never before weighed in on such a claim. Do we have any indication? Do we know where the court stands broadly on the issue of presidential immunity?
Well, this court, which is a 6-3 conservative supermajority and has three nominees appointed by Trump, is quite different from courts that have ruled on this kind of question before. President Richard Nixon was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the Watergate scandal that saw many of his highest-ranking aides go to prison. But after he resigned, he was pardoned by President Gerald Ford, so we never got to that question. So the question of presidential immunity remains as it is. In 1974, the justices ruled unanimously that Nixon, then still in office, had to comply with the subpoena for 64 White House tape recordings that were subsequently used as evidence in the prosecution of many of his top administration officials. The Nixon tapes case thus became the leading precedent suggesting that presidents do not have complete immunity for acts that they commit while in office.
NPR's Nina Totenberg, thank you.
Thank you.